This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do?
Hey, man.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey, man.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hey, man.
How was the road trip, Bob and Doug?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Still wanna know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Hey,
is it true you're a deadhead too?
Hey, man.
Kid Baseball, wanna talk music with you.
Fesco and Dusty at 96.5 The Fan. You're home for the Kansas City Royals and you're home for Matt Cotrero every single Wednesday at 9 o'clock during the baseball season as he joins us today. Q, how are you on this lovely Wednesday?
Good. I'm doing really well. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. I feel 500, man. How about you?
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to just be 500, right?
But that's right.
Good place to start.
Yeah. Last night's game, obviously what sticks out the most to Bob and I was the aggressiveness of Michael Garcia in the first, getting that run, and then Vinny slapping that guy in from third to home and getting off to a hot start in that game last night. That's got to make a manager pretty happy, right?
Yeah, really heads up base running. You know, it kind of got set up there by the second disengagement by Parker. He's really quick to the plate, tough to steal on, but as soon as he stepped off for the second disengagement, it kind of freed Michael up to get going there on the 3-2 count. And he never stopped, you know, really aggressive. And then for Vinny, you know, two strikes, you know, against a lefty, tough at bat, able to get the RBI and get us going on the right foot is certainly a good place to start.
How much has Vinny shaving changed his approach at the plate, Matt? You're going to give us all
the
important
immensely.
Information.
I mean, yeah. You go back a few weeks and you look at the haircut, the shaving the other day, he says, you know, whatever works, right? I mean, we'll take whatever grooming techniques help us win.
That's right. Do you think he shaves with butter like Kramer did on Seinfeld, or do you think he just goes straight with the cream?
Well, I don't know if he's a Seinfeld guy, but that would be very good to ask him.
Yeah. Q, I want to get into what this series has looked like at home. In fact, what this team has looked like in the second half. We are seeing power numbers. We are seeing more comfortable at bats, it would appear, more runs being scored. What's kind of been the surge in this offensive, currency that's shown in the second half of the season so far?
Well, I mean, I think it's more of what we would have expected. I think, you know, at the beginning of the year, there was, you know, we didn't perform offensively the way we would have liked, but you know, baseball has a way of evening itself out. You know, I mean, it was a prolonged period of time without scoring a bunch of runs consistently, and now there's a little bit more confidence that goes with the approach and you know, the addition of some of the guys that we've brought in at the deadline. Certainly, you know, Yaz and Grichik and Frazier, those guys with the professional at-bats, they're not always going to be hits, but they grind out 6-7 pitch at bats that make the pitcher work, and maybe the next guy gets the hit. You know, I mean, there's a lot of differences there. We have more balance to our lineup now as well, handedness wise, speed wise. We're moving guys on the bases a little bit more effectively, situationally. So all of those things play into it.
Yeah, it's great to see them come up. Like, they're not going to get you 65 home runs or anything like that. But I guess as a manager, I know I feel like this just as a fan watching the game, you feel more confident seeing those guys that have that major league resume up there, in the box, as opposed to maybe somebody who doesn't or hasn't been in those situations before. And you've got three veteran guys that have kind of been around the block, and that helps everybody else, too, kind of understand what they're going against.
Yeah, and I think as much of that is behind the scenes, too. The conversations in the dugout, the conversations in the cage, the game prep, the thing that those guys are really good at is just talking through the game. And I think, you know, any team needs youth as well. They need the guys that, you know, have the chance to put up the big numbers, that have a chance to be superstar players. And we certainly want that as well. And at the same time, when this time of year comes around, there's something to be said for the value of the guy that knows that he's been through it and the moment's not too big. And then you sprinkle in the other guys as well that can do some more dynamic things when called upon.
Matt, when we do this job, we're obviously blowhards, but we have a countdown going on in the studio. We are six away from 300. Is there any buzz around the locker room with Salvador Perez and the historic kind of monumental number he's close to?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think Salvi's, you know, we're all aware of it. I mean, everything he does seems to be one step closer to some kind of milestone. You know, I mean, he had his 14-year big league anniversary the other day, which that's pretty incredible. I mean,
wild.
14 doesn't sound like, you know, a huge number, but when you talk about it in baseball terms, it's pretty remarkable.
Where were you 14 years ago?
Oh, what year was that?
2011?
I was probably coaching at the Dominican Academy or something at that point. You know, not in the big leagues. I know that. My first year was 2014. So, I was a roving instructor with the Rays at that point. But But certainly, guys are aware of it. I mean, Salvi's incredible to watch. For him to continue to get better at this time of year, physically just as strong as he was at the beginning of the year, if not better. Attitude-wise, you guys have seen it a million times. A huge smile on his face. He shakes off getting beat up behind the plate. He's really a remarkable person. I mean, you just can't take for granted what he continues to do at this stage of his career.
Yeah, and we also want to hit on the point that the other day Bobby Witt Jr. was out with what sounded like lower back tightness, kind of talked his way into the lineup Saturday. Watching him go from first to home the other night, that was impressive with the Grechuk hit in the right field last night. And then the throw he made in the opening game of the series, everything seems to be fine with Bobby. It was just a little bit of rest, a little flare-up.
That throw he made in the first game, I don't know how ridiculous people really, if they understand what that was. I mean, just to field that ball, I think, by the metrics was like a 18% just to field it. And then to get that throw off was incredible. And just coincidentally, that's one of the things that our head ATC, Kyle Turner, had him working on before the game, just to make sure that his back was able to like withstand the toughest thing he was going to be able to have to do on the field. And just so happens that it came up early in the game, but that was an incredible play. Yeah. And I mean, it's something that back tightness was something like you and I probably wake up with 5 days a week, but mm-hmm. For an elite athlete, it's hard to do your job if that's how you feel. Mm-hmm. And for him, Bobby never wants to come out of the lineup. So it was like pulling teeth. But you can just tell sometimes that, it's the smart thing to do.
How did you know he was hurt? Did he tell you, or did you go, all right, what's going on here? You don't look the same.
No, he came in that morning on Saturday and said, I mean, he was honest, but he said, I've played with worse. I think I can get through this. But as that game Saturday progressed, you could tell, like, even just running, down the line on a ground ball or a fly ball, it just didn't feel good to him. And then, after the game, I could tell just on his face, it wasn't a comfortable thing. But when he woke up the next day, he was considerably down. People, pain has a way of itself in the way you look, the way you present yourself, and you can just tell when somebody's better.
So is this a long-term concern, or are we moving on?
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, anytime there's muscle tightness or whatever, you got to monitor it. But they stay on top of this stuff. But, no, it's not something that we're concerned with long term.
Last one for you. It's a question about a veteran, question about a rookie. Last night, Cags, 4 hits last night in AAA. His rehab assignment, is there a possible return date in mind, or is it just like, let's wait this out, and then I'll have a follow-up for you as well?
Yeah, yesterday was day one. So, yep. I mean, that was awesome for him to get off to that great a start. I mean, our messaging to him was, just go down there and play. We're not putting a certain date on it, but he's been out a considerable amount of time now as well. So just getting him all the normal stuff, getting back on your feet, running the bases, seeing some pitches, right-handed, left-handed pitchers, all those kinds of things. So no set date, but certainly a great start for him.
Awesome. Well, if Vinny keeps this up, everybody has to shave with butter, okay?
All right, I'll do it.
Okay, I'll do it if you do it. Let's do a video together, both of us shave with butter.
Okay.
Next thing you know, you guys will be texting about butter blankets. Hopefully not. Q, we appreciate the time. Go get the sweep and bring on the White Sox and do it all over again, man. Congratulations on getting to 500. Now let's stay above that line.
Okay. See you guys. Thank you. But
that's Matt Cotrero there, manager of the Kansas City Royals.
His phone almost cut out in the best part again.
I was like, not again.
John Sherman's like, hang up!
Yeah.
Don't give him any answers!
Not anymore. Coming up on the other side, we bring Royals and Chiefs into discussion because it's the focal point of our poll question. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Joining us on Fesco and Dusty, Mac Morey with you as well, Bob and myself, as we power through a Wednesday. But of course, you know what it is, because it's Wednesday, we get to give you our poll question, which is always fun to do. And this one kind of pulls at your strings, at your heart. Not this, but it's the end for you.
It's just a little,
yeah. So we asked the people of X and the listeners of the show, what would you rather see next year? Salvador Perez come back as a Royal or Travis Kelce to come back as a Chief?
And I've pled the fifth all morning long.
And that's fine. 230 votes have been casted on this poll question. 50.4% say Salvador Perez.
50.4.
Which meaning 49.6% say Travis Kelce.
Have we not, had a closer poll than this one? And are you surprised it's close? I don't know if I'm surprised or if that's what I should have been expecting.
Well, I go back to, the timing of it. Salvador Perez is having one hell of a second half. Obviously, yep. Six home runs away from 300, asking Q about that magic number. He's like, everyone's aware of it. We know what's happening. Like, we know what's going on. And the fact that he's still powering through, no pun intended, hit one Monday night to the moon.
I thought he had one last night, too.
Close. It was close. So they're aware of it. The special feeling that's going there, the team is fighting for a playoff spot. Again, they play again today at 1:10. Vern's On Deck show starts at noon here on 96.5 The Fan. And... yeah, the text line, God, that's a tough question. And then we could do this again after week five or after week four, the first month of the season in football, and revisit the same question.
Mm-hmm.
Because by then, we would think that the season is either going to the wild card or it is, coming to an end. And even more so, your emotions will be there because you're like, man, I want one more year of Sal. He's got 300 home runs. He could get in the top three.
Right.
They could go on a run next year because they're going to bring a lot of these same pieces back and we'll have, healthier players. Or they're going into the playoffs. And you also will have Travis Kelce will be playing, which we would assume that there's going to be a Rashee Rice announcement soon.
Right.
Soon.
We've been saying that for as long as we've been talking about a stadium.
Which means somebody is going to have to step up in the first few weeks of the season. I would assume one of those guys will be 87. We still are unaware of how fully injured Hollywood Brown's ankle really truly is. With the suspension of Rashee Rice, you got to think Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith-Schuster, those guys out there as well. But Travis Kelce might be all of a sudden putting up numbers in the first 4 weeks of the season, not because he wants to, because he might have to because of the suspension and the injury that could loom into the start of the season. We hope not. But it could change your opinion at that point, too, where you're like, oh, man, looks like Salvi's still got some left in the juice. Where also you could be like, looks like Kelce could come back for one more year. And I would like to see what that result will be in, October.
Yeah,
we can ask that question.
I feel like it may be different at that point in time, but maybe they've already announced that they're picking up Salvi's option. One thing Matt Quatrero said in that interview is he said that Salvi's been in a better spot. He said he's playing freer or whatever. Makes me think like they got the understanding that team option is going to be picked up because, I know it was weighing from the people I've talked to on Salvi. He wants this team option picked up. He wants to finish his career here in Kansas City. He wants to be a lifetime Royal. And if you have that weighing on you, it's going to affect you. It doesn't matter what line of work you're in or how much money you made, if your future isn't certain, right? And a lot of us, we don't have certain futures, but if you're a baseball player and you have that opportunity to have a certain future, you want that taken off your plate. You want that removed. And it sure sounds like that, from what Quatrero said about Salvi being in a good spot right now, maybe they already told him they're going to pick up this option because he's playing great over the last, 6 weeks of the season or so, maybe even less than that last month or so of the season, he's been on fire. And like I said, I know that that's been something that's been weighing on him. He wants that team option picked up, by this organization. I think everybody in Kansas City wants Salvi back and part of this team. So let's just make it official. Give him that team option. And let's watch him go for 300 and stand there and applaud knowing he's going to be in Royal Blue for the rest of his career.
It would be awesome to see the perfect case scenario, which would be Carter Jensen starts next year as your catcher, Salvador Perez, your DH, and Jack Caglione comes up, figures it out, and he's your starting right fielder, right?
Be great, yeah.
And then Salvi can just DH.
Yeah.
And then we can see maybe more production and less wear and tear on the knees. But again, you heard Quatrero say, Bobby Witt Jr. is like pulling teeth to keep him out of the lineup. It's got to be the same thing with Salvador Perez. Be like, you're not catching. The hell I'm not. Like,
yeah.
You tell Salvador Perez, 6'3", 255-pound man, if he's not going to catch or not. So I am interested to see what that poll question will be in a couple months from now, seeing what Travis Kelce can do in the first few weeks of the season to see if people have the same sort of opinion where there might have been some people at the beginning of the year saying, Salvi's washed. It's over. It's done. He's not the same guy. Now all of a sudden we're looking at it, we're like, well, he's six home runs shy at 300. He looks like he's one of the most powerful hitters in baseball in the second half, only behind like Cal Raleigh and like Andrew Vaughn and Kyle Schwarber. So it's interesting. I think the perfect case scenario, he DHs, Carter Jensen's your catcher next year, starting the season off, and Salvador Perez, they decline the option, but they renegotiate to a cheaper amount. Yeah. I don't know if that's possible,
I'm Salvi, unless you're giving me another year onto that, I'm not taking less money.
And that's where everything can kind of get
Why shouldn't he take murky? You just gave $300 million to Bobby Witt. You paid Michael Wacha. You paid Seth Lugo $47 million. You don't have 14 to break off for me, the second greatest player in franchise history. Like, that's a bad look if they don't do that.
Would you be more surprised if Salvador Perez or Vinny Pasquantino plays for a different team next year?
Would I be more surprised? I'm going to say Salvi.
If he plays for a different team?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be surprised as much if Vinny's on a different team?
I'm not surprised by any of that. Because I think other than Bobby and Vinny right now, everybody's available to be moved somewhere else. And if it can make your ball club better, you know, then you do that.
You move Mikel Garcia?
No, I would look to sign Mikel Garcia. But if there was a trade out there that makes your organization better and Mikel Garcia has to be in it, like, I'm trying to think of what that trade could be to make your organization better. I know he's a free agent at the end of the season, but I'm just going to use it for Kyle Tucker or PCA or somebody like that, you know, like that can make your organization better. Like, very few and far between. I don't think Garcia gets moved because I don't know how many people make your organization better than what he does. I was thinking about it last night. Find me a better left side of the infield in Major League Baseball right now. Find me a better left side of that infield in Major League Baseball than Garcia at third and Bobby Witt Jr. at shortstop. You got to think about it for a while. I don't know if you'll come up with an answer. I'm asking the question. I don't know if there is a better left side of the infield right now. So would I trade Garcia? I would lean towards no, obviously. But I can't keep my mind closed and say, if there's a deal out there that makes your organization better, you have to consider everything. Because, again, at the end of this season, we're going into the offseason in the same boat we were 3 weeks ago. No outfield whatsoever. And so they've got to find a way to get outfielders. And if that requires trading somebody that we all love and know, then that may have to be the possibility.
Speaking of somebody we all love and know, tonight, 6 o'clock, New Heights podcast comes out. Taylor Swift joins the crew. This is the tease for that podcast.
Our guest today is a singer, songwriter, and producer and director from Nashville, Tennessee. That's bullshit. She is from Reading, Pennsylvania. She is the most awarded artist in the history of the American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards, and iHeart Radio Music Awards.
Yeah, damn.
Just 14 Grammy Awards and is the only artist in the history to win Album of the Year 4 times. Last December, she wrapped up the Eras Tour, which spanned 149 shows across 51 cities, 5 continents. Damn. It was the most attended tour of all time.
Of all time.
I'm still going. Hold on. Her last album, The Torture Poets Department, set a record with 1.76 billion streams globally within the first week alone.
All right.
In the first week?
And as a fan of that guy on the Chiefs, she has 19 wins, 2 AFC titles, and a Super Bowl. 92 presenters, are you ready for it? Making your podcasting debut, the most aggressive guest in the history of shows, Taylor Swift!
Yeah, intro, Jason. Oh, my God.
I've seen this before.
No, look, his soul has left his body.
I'm cramping.
No, that was so good. Thank you.
I tried, Tay.
Thank you for screaming for like 47 seconds. That was so nice. That was so sweet.
Tay, welcome to New Heights.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on my favorite podcast. As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast. Yeah. And I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
Woo-hoo, that was great. Up yours, people who don't want Taylor Swift. Hey, Tony Dungy, I think she was talking to you.
Kiss my ass.
Mm. That is so good.
So did you fly the idea by the family about maybe just checking it out tonight? Are you all going to sit down and watch it?
I get the, that'd be cool. You know, who knows? Teenage
take out
daughters,
the trash.
Right? Yeah. I got to work. I got this to do. But, you know, you try to create these moments. Like last night, I went into my daughter's room. It's like, you know, getting ready to go to high school for the first time. I'm excited about that. That's going to be awesome. Please, Dad, don't do this to me now. I'm like, okay.
I do want to kind of like dissect this real quick, if that's okay with you guys, as we are getting to the 9:30 part of the show where we only have 30 minutes left, so we got to kind of go quickly here. Who are you most excited to watch on this podcast? Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce? Now, before you answer, because I could hear Bob getting ready to say his answer, there are so many different ways and angles to watch this. How comfortable and how, you know, open is Taylor going to be? We've never seen her do a podcast before, right? And especially in this sort of setting. What's Travis going to be like? Because we've seen Travis on this podcast be open, be classic Trav, do all these sort of things. We've seen that before. Is he going to be more, my girlfriend's sitting right next to me, I got to be more, you know, on my better behavior? Or are you more excited to just see Jason Kelce, who just nailed that Nathan Hot Dogs entrance right there? I'm out of breath. I think I pulled something. And see the humor and kind of the mediator of this whole podcast and his perspective.
I think Kelce, Jason, would be very interesting to watch in this one because I feel like going in, Jason just needs to kind of take that step back. But also be the guy that calls Travis on stuff during this interview, right? Like calls him out in front of his girlfriend, like, nah, come on, man, you never did that. Or, you know, make him feel awkward. Like, I think that's Jason's job in all this. Get Travis to feel kind of awkward. But I don't know if Travis can feel awkward. He's got that type of personality where he just kind of lets it go and does his thing. So I think the dynamic of all three of them is going to be kind of fun to watch and kind of an insight into Thanksgiving dinner in the next 20 years, what's going to go on at the table and whatnot. I'm interested to hear Taylor's kind of opinions on the Chiefs, Kansas City, all that kind of stuff that she's experienced over the last couple of years. I'm interested in hearing Travis's stories about what it's been like to be, you know, dating the largest celebrity in the history of the world, most likely, right? I mean, it's crazy when we do the say it out loud test. And I just want to hear stories that they haven't shared. Some of the relationship stuff I think would be good. And I'm interested in how they do it, man, because you're dealing with an NFL player and a superstar. How do you even have time to see each other? And are you worried that when you do have time to see each other, it may not be as good because you got all that break in between? I was talking to a friend of mine the other day at the J, and his daughter's going to college. She's a freshman and his son's a sophomore, right? And he's actually talking to his father-in-law. And I said, boy, I hope your daughter and son-in-law actually like each other because for the first time in 20 years, they got each other, right? There's no kids. There's nothing. You better like that person. So once Travis retires from the NFL and he's not doing something every day, that's the dynamic that I want to see. Like, are you guys ready for like 17 more years together and then get married or however it's going to be? Maybe they announce their marriage on the New Heights podcast too.
That'd be fantastic. Please do that.
We are engaged.
Yeah, why not?
Or she just holds her hand out and just flashes it the entire time. They never say anything.
That's
right?
Something that she would do. Absolutely. Or they're just like a picture of a ring somewhere in the podcast or like some
Easter
tiny
eggs.
Little Easter egg.
That's, that's her thing, man.
Watch out for those.
I saw yesterday they showed the picture of her necklace and her watch and then showed where you can find it at jewelry stores. I'm sure they're sold out.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
What are you most excited to see from the three personalities on this podcast tonight?
Taylor, just because that's the least that we've really seen in this setting. Like, I'm excited to see
it's
her.
It's the unknown.
Yeah, it's the unknown part of it. I'm excited to see her and Travis interact together just as a couple to see kind of how that is. I think Kelce's going to, like Travis, that is, both of them. But I think they're both going to be the same guys we always see. I think that's how this you can measure a good relationship, right? If your spouse is changing a lot to act a certain different way, I don't think Travis is going to do that. I think he's going to feel as comfortable as ever with his girl by his side. So I'm just curious to hear more from Taylor because we don't get to hear from her unless she's singing into a mic or whatever it is or screaming at Arrowhead Stadium. So I'm excited to just kind of hear her stories.
Right. Because what we know is there's the album announcement. We already know that.
Bang.
We're going to see what the cover looks like. They blurted it out so we can see it in the podcast tonight.
Okay, okay.
And then I'm interested just kind of to see how Travis is. That's where I want to see, because this is an element that we have, you say the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen Travis Kelce sitting next to his girlfriend and having a podcast and knowing like what might be off limits or how much he's going to push the envelope behind the closed door scenes that we don't ever know about. Like all we ever see is them walking out of a New York restaurant or walking in and out of a football game or stuff like that. Like, what's your preparation like when you come in here? Because he had talked about it in GQ magazine about a couple of things that we can dive into. Because in that magazine, he talked about how he's her biggest fan. She's his biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
She's now in depth with, like, you know, the injury report, you know, situational football,
awesome.
Like third and three. This is where Travis goes over the middle. Watch, you'll see it. And then told you, like that sort of stuff. The other thing that he had mentioned in the GQ magazine, if you missed that announcement yesterday, he's all over the world right now. He's America's sweetheart, according to GQ.
Damn, that was my title.
Yeah, well, not anymore. It's not. And
what the hell was that?
But the thing about that is that he had, you know, kind of said the last couple of years due to all of the business outside the field, which, I mean, I know people outside of Kansas City will be like, oh, yeah, excuses. They're like a-holes. We all have one and they all stink. And you could say, well, I kind of agree with this. He was doing a lot of entertainment stuff. He was on the road a lot. Said he wasn't really getting into the seasonal shape that he normally does. This year, dropped that all off, got into the system, got back into his ways, back to his roots, and who knows what we see this year from Travis Kelce.
It's a great admission by Travis Kelce to say, look, over the last couple of years, I kind of got away from the off-season training that I needed to do to get ready for the season because I was doing other things. And I appreciate that from Travis Kelce. Number one, admitting that maybe you did some things you regret from a football standpoint, but I don't think he did anything wrong from a life standpoint. I got to give Travis Kelce the free pass on this and say, if that's been weighing you down over the last couple of years, the fact that maybe you didn't put in the work in the offseason, it really hasn't shown on the field. You still went to two Super Bowls. You still won one, and everybody got, you know, the poops the night before the Super Bowl, and so that affected the way that everybody played, you know, on Super Bowl Sunday. So I think Travis is probably wearing that a little bit too hard and whatnot, but if he went back to the gym, the rest of the NFL ought to be freaking out, man, seriously, because Travis Kelce was really good without putting in the work that he wanted to put in during the offseason, and now he's putting the work that he wanted to put in the offseason. That should really scare the crap out of everybody in the NFL going, oh my God, Travis Kelce almost had 1,000 yards last year, 1,000 yards year before, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Oh, and now he's working out harder? Oh, man, look what he did when he wasn't doing all that working out, and now he is. But I'll never get on any athlete who tries to set up their career outside of their sport because the sport is very unforgiving. You get 3.5 years in the NFL, maybe 3.5 years in Major League Baseball, and they're kicking you to the curb, and then you're going, what's next? Travis Kelce, while he does, you know, have obvious opportunities after football, he's got to explore those opportunities because his after football career is going to be twice or three times as long as his football career was.
I think it's also interesting that normally you would say that opposites attract, right? Mm. Like introvert will mix with an extrovert, or, you know, sports guy mixes with drama lady, or however it may be. And yeah. Travis Kelce continued to say quotes in the GQ magazine, Taylor, she will never tell anyone that she's an athlete, but I've seen the amount of work she puts in on her body and the mind, and that's mind blowing. Arguably more exhausting than how much I put in on a Sunday, and she's doing it 3 to 4 days in a row.
Have you heard her training regime for the concert, what she was doing every day? I think it was she would get on the treadmill and run and sing the entire concert as she was running.
Jeez.
That's 3.5 hours.
That's incredible.
Okay. So do that the next time you're out running or walking fast or whatever it is that you do for exercise. Just start singing.
No.
All I do is sing the alphabet while I wash my hands.
Right.
Because that's what they told me to do during COVID.
That's right. And wash your face. But also, like, think about that.
Yeah,
singing 3.5 hours running and singing all of those songs. You understand what these entertainers go through, right?
Yeah, and he continued
what
to talk.
What she goes through, yeah, specifically. Yes, I don't want to give other entertainers that credit.
True. This is she. She's also changing outfits, what, 6, 7, 8 times
yeah.
in a show?
Yeah.
And then he went on to continue to say things about her and the praise that he has. He says, quote, in the magazine of GQ, I hadn't experienced somebody in the same shoes as me. Having a partner who understands the scrutiny, understands the ups and downs of being in front of millions, that was very relatable. Seeing how exhausted she would get after shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, again, I know the cliche is opposites attract, but how much easier is a relationship with these two where you have the number one superstar in the NFL, the number one superstar in the world, and they can both just sit there some night, you know, go into the garage if they wanted to, come back out and be like, all right, let's read all the negativity tweets and laugh at them. You know, right. You can do that because I think they're both very self-deprecating. Mm-hmm. I think they're both very intelligent, and I think they're both very funny at how they let the world be wrong. And I think that's great because she dropped that bomb at the end of that tease. And that one guy said to us, 74 million views already on just one of those clips. And it's fine. Like, if you wake up today with 5 haters, you better wake up tomorrow, Bob, with 9.
9, yeah.
Because you're doing your job right if people can disagree with you. They might not like you, but those people that chime in and say that they don't like this topic, you're still there and you're having an opinion upon that. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to entertain first and be knowledgeable as well, but also to bring people together. We've always said that the tagline of this show is to be relatable. These two could not be more relatable in their life situation than anything. And I think that's why we click as a show. I think that's why people have shown they enjoy the show, because Matt can be relatable to people in their 20s. I can be relatable to people in my 30s. You can be relatable to people in their 40s. And somehow in this weird universe, it all mixes well together.
Yeah, it does. And I think you're right about that. For two superstars, they are very relatable, right? Who's more relatable on the Chiefs than Travis Kelce, right? Seriously, like, you know, Creed, some of the offensive linemen, they're always relatable because, well, they're offensive linemen, right? But for a superstar, have we seen a more relatable superstar maybe ever in sports than Travis Kelce is right now? Mm-hmm. I don't think we've seen a bigger superstar per se in sports with the off the field and on the field stuff And he is. He is very relatable and just genuine, you know, wants to make sure that everybody knows that he's not bigger than you as well. When he walks into a room, asks everybody's name, who they are, treats people well. Like, that's what you want out of a super. You couldn't have scripted this guy any better. And you couldn't have scripted his girlfriend any better as well. And if the two of them weren't alike and didn't have their values aligned, they wouldn't be together. Correct. If she was a jerk or if he was a jerk and the other one wasn't, there's no way they would be together. But they understand we're very similar in all this. We've got these shared life experiences. That's why for me, like when we talk about these guys, I always think about, I just want to be Travis Kelce sitting in his chair at 9 o'clock on a random Tuesday and she's on the couch and they've got nothing to do and they're just looking at each other going, we own the world, man. Like, could you imagine just those normal human conversations that they probably have, or if they have them?
How much do you think a gallon of milk costs, Trav? So we go to the text line because there's a lot of people that are going to be down to watch this tonight. I think it's a good thing to do if you're like a dad with daughters. I've said that yesterday with Bob. Somebody says from the 816, I'm a diehard football fan. I played ball into college. You have to be super insecure to be upset by Taylor Swift just being around her boyfriend. I've got a daughter that loves Taylor, and she asked Dad, when do the Chiefs play? Every single Sunday.
Welcome to my world, pal. Like that's why I love it so much, because my older daughter likes watching the games. Like, she's a football fan. My younger daughter, not so much a football fan, likes to be part of the party, wants to be where everything's going on. And then the Taylor Swift thing happened. And that's all she wants to know. Is Taylor on? And it's brought all of us together as a family. I've started listening to Taylor Swift music. I didn't before she came here, just whatever, you know? But now I find out I actually like Taylor Swift's music, right? I didn't think I would, but it's formed relationships and bonds, and it's brought families closer together. And I echo everything in that text. You do have low self-esteem, man, if you're upset that Taylor Swift is being shown during a football game.
You need to go to Heartland Men's. Yeah. From the 816, I think Travis will be much more guarded within Taylor. I think she's going to have a whole lot of fun with it. Mm-hmm. Then from the 913, can one of the brothers please ask Taylor if she's tried KC Barbecue and what her favorite place is?
Smash. This isn't the KC media.
And then you've got another one that says, I wonder how many Karens are going to be complaining about how much cussing there is.
Well, I was in the Kingdom documentary on ESPN. They do have the warning at the beginning that there will be, there's some F-bombs on there. And so if you're one of those folks who are offended by F-bombs, get over it. Mm-hmm. Seriously, get over it. If you're offended by cursing, get over it.
Somebody says for the 913, I'm not a T-Swift hater, but I'm still listening for the sports show besides her not complaining though. So like, listening for the sports, but not mad about it. Not a Swift fan. Yeah. But yeah, you'll listen to see these guys out of their element.
Yeah.
One thing I think is great is try to be your best when you're uncomfortable. That's one of the best things you can do. When you're in an uncomfortable situation, go try to be your best, because then you'll see who you truly are in those situations. We wrap this show up on the other side. Plus, I give Bob a stat to back up who he thinks is the fifth best team in the AFC. On the other side, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Final segment here on 96.5 The Fan for Fesco, Dusty, and Mac. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 until noon. And then Vern's On Deck show starts as the Royals go for the sweep today against those Washington Nationals. Please sweep them. Please get back to a game over 500 and just never go backwards. So I want to bring this up because you said Denver's your fifth best team in the AFC this year?
I think so, yeah. I think so. Fourth or fifth. Yeah, fourth or fifth. I'm not sure who my fourth is, and I didn't think fourth was...
Okay.
I thought fourth maybe been too high for the Denver Broncos, but I don't know. Maybe as we've talked through the show today, maybe they are the fourth best team in the AFC.
And the belief of that gives you...
Gives me
why is that, that good?
Well, because I think they've got the coach. I think they've got the coach quarterback love affair. They got a really good defense. They showed last year that, you know, they're a pretty good football team. And so I just kind of like their trajectory right now.
What if I told you they are, but they aren't the same as the Miami Dolphins team from 3 years ago? Miami Dolphins went 10-6. Mm-hmm. They went 0-6 against playoff teams, but they had a really good offense. Not a good defense, but a really good offense. Mm-hmm. The Denver Broncos last year, I believe, 11-7?
Yeah, around there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
11 wins, I think.
They went 2-5 against playoff teams. And one of those wins doesn't count because it was in the last week of the season against the Chiefs. The only playoff team that they would beat last year outside the Kansas City Chiefs was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that was like the show-up game for Bo Nix. I think they waxed him like 28-7 on Monday Night Football.
It's like their best game.
And it was like, okay, Denver might be this team.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw what Dolphins did. They didn't beat anybody when they went 10-6 or whatever it was, and they went to the playoffs. Or 10-7. Denver this year now is maybe like a darling that can be that AFC team. So I ask, what gives you that belief that they can be this team? Because last year they beat the Chiefs in Week 18, and they beat the Bucs in Week 3. They lost to the Chargers twice. They lost to the Steelers. They would lose to Buffalo in the playoffs, get absolutely housed by Buffalo in the playoffs. They would, yeah, lose to the Steelers as well. But I wonder where, you know, this belief that they can be that team. And Mac had said something in my ear where he doesn't think the AFC West is really as close as people think. And I will turn the microphone over to you as to explain why you think that.
The difference, though, for me and the Miami Dolphins and Denver, the Miami Dolphins and the Denver Broncos, Denver has an adult as their head coach.
Yep. It's a huge difference. It's a huge difference.
And they don't have a jackass like Tyreek Hill getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to have a jackass like Tyreek Hill, you better have an adult as your coach. And the Miami Dolphins have a jackass and no adult as their coach. And so for me, I just look, it's pretty simple for me. The Denver Broncos have an adult in the room. The Miami Dolphins do not.
Very valid point. Yeah. I mean, I think Sean Payton's a little bit more equipped as head coach than Mike McDaniels. I think that Tua is slightly better, though, than Bo Nix.
Really?
I do. Talent-wise.
I don't know the answer to that question. Tua, to me, is a complex figure, man. Like, there's so much involved in Tua.
Yeah, if we're just talking about, like, talent, yeah, I could maybe get there with you, Dusty, but it's like, if we're talking about the whole season, it's like, okay, I know Tua's going to miss 4 weeks, so I have to kind of take account for that. I think the defense is also more, you know, reliable than a good offense. I think the AFC West, just people talk about Denver being this team, and I don't necessarily disagree with you, Bob. They're the fourth or fifth best team in the AFC, but I think there is a 3 or 4 game gap still to what we're talking about when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, and so I think people are jumping the gun. Like I know Kay Adams was getting really excited yesterday. That's her job. She's going to these camps. She drinks the Kool-Aid. She gets excited in front of these guys.
You think they had orange Kool-Aid out there in Denver?
They had the orange and blue. It was really cool. But that, we're maybe a year or two ahead of where they are at as far as their progress is concerned. I think they're a really good team, but they're not a great team. And that's a big difference.
I don't think there's any great teams at this point in the season, right? You'll start to figure that out. I think as again, the term great for me gets thrown around way too much. You know, when we talk about this stuff, I don't know that there is a great team, right? I think every team has warts and whatnot. And, you know, the great team, the Eagles, they won the damn Super Bowl, right? They're a great team last year. I think Denver's on the cusp of being really good, though, and that scares me. And I don't like saying that. Mm-hmm. You know, it should scare all of us that the Denver Broncos may have actually figured it out.
And I hope they have, because I would love to see some competitive losses for the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe they're not ready to win. It's year two of that system, right? With Bo Nix and you know, Mr. Peyton over there. Yeah. It's year two of that system. Again, year two, sometimes people take that step back before they take that big step forward in year three.
Not to mention, you mentioned the teams against 500. Bo Nix also by far more yards gained off of throws at or behind the line of scrimmage. So he was really getting a lot, living a lot with the short throws, screen passes, things like that. So we'll see what he has to do when he really has to push the ball.
Yeah, and also, too, though, he may be, like, proficient at that. Again, from that, I don't want to give too much of the documentary away, but a lot of it was putting people in the right position to be successful by Andy Reid. And maybe Sean Payton looks at Bo Nix and goes, all right, you're not ready yet because you're only in your first year of the NFL. Let's bring you into the league. Let's let you see success, easy throws.
Yep.
Get you those big numbers that everybody likes. Look at those numbers and get you believing in yourself. That could have been the goal for year one. And now here we go, year two. We're going to test you. We're going to push you. We're going to see how far we can push you. We may not have the same results, but you're going to learn a lot more from failing this year than you are from more throws behind the line of scrimmage. And maybe they push them forward. I don't know. That's kind of the progression, I would think, of Bo Nix, because they needed to get their quarterback seeing success. And they needed to get their fan base seeing their quarterback have success based on what the last 10 years were like for Denver.
things that might have missed the script, but things that will be not in the script for Friday night. Nate Taylor of ESPN says Andy Reid said Kareem Hunt has a quad contusion and might not play in Friday's preseason game against the Seahawks.
Yeah, he's not playing.
Don't play. Yep. Do not play about it.
Reid also said Hollywood Brown, left foot / ankle, will also not play in this preseason game.
It's okay.
Nobody wants to buy the Minnesota Twins, apparently.
I can't. Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
So the Twins thing, I got a little inside information on this. They've got such debt because of their new stadium that they built that nobody wants to take it on, right? And so basically their debt is like half the value of the actual team or something like that. And people are like, I ain't taking on that debt. I'm not getting involved in anything like that. And so the Twins are saying, we've looked around and we're just going to decide to keep the team. Nobody was buying that team. That was a bad investment. And so now you've unloaded all of your players. Now you look like cheapskates. Now you look like you're ready to be contracted like they were in 2002 when they were talking about contracting the Twins. That's what this looks like now. Again, you sold off all your players, and now you can't even sell the team. And so this family is stuck with this team now. They'll probably try to sell it again to A-Rod.
Andy Reid also continued to talk as Nate Taylor tweets out. Andy Reid said, quote, there's a good chance Patrick Mahomes won't play Friday against the Seahawks.
Oh.
And then Mackenzie Nelson said,
oh, because of the home game?
Oh. Mackenzie Nelson then said, when asked about Taylor Swift being on the New Heights podcast, Andy Reid, quote, said, my grandkids will be all over it. So maybe no starters, maybe save them up for a quarter of the third preseason games. But Andy Reid saying there's a good chance Mahomes won't play Friday night. Kareem Hunt may miss the game and Hollywood Brown will not play. So not really sure what you're looking forward to on Friday night. Maybe it's the offensive line unit to go out there and just see what they can do and see if Gardner Minshew looks like Patrick Mahomes with that protection back there. The other thing that I think you'll see more legs of, I know football season is underway, but the Shohei Ohtani story I don't think will die anytime soon because there is a lot of smoke around a very hot blazing fire that is Shohei Ohtani.
Is there more news today?
I mean, there will be, I assume, when it comes out. But again, you remember the story yesterday that came out about he and his agent basically scamming money and, you know, getting a broker fired from a location in Hawaii of a house. And then all of a sudden they get the money of the $240 million using clout and stardom to kind of sell that property and then getting this guy out of here so that they get the money. Seems like Shohei Ohtani might not be a good dude.
I mean, there's a lot of evidence out there, Dusty, that would say that, isn't there?
I mean, there's the gambling aspect where basically the fall guy was his interpreter.
How about that? Like everybody knows that was just a fall
millions,
guy, right?
Like you don't know that millions are leaving your account. I know when Bird Dogs chimes in and says, hey, here's your account stop. Okay. Oh, yep. There's $50 again. I know that's happening. I have notifications.
Yeah. Your Klarna thing goes off every time for that $20.11 Bird Dog deduction because that's what it is. I just heard from a friend this morning about this Kansas thing. You know, this guy gave $300 million for a stadium, right? Awesome. Fantastic. Must be nice. My friend texts me, goes, I was overdrawn this morning. like that's the difference, right? This guy's giving $300 million to build light stanchions, and my friend who works his ass off is overdrawn in his checking account.
Mackenzie Nelson continues to tweet a 41.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
On news, Andy Reid says he expects to sit some of the starters on Friday in the second preseason game. Hashtag Chiefs Kingdom. Hey, remember Xavier Worthy? He gave a kid a PS5. I'm not saying to go to those extremes, but go do something nice for somebody. You never know. You change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. Coming up next, Cody, Gold, Drew in studio. Last day of camp. Burns On Deck Show starts at noon. We'll talk to you tomorrow. They'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.